You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
Thompson. Thompson.
Welcome, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks a lot. So we've brought classic two-tone up today.
The classic two-tone?
Which we've done a lot of cocktails with in the past.
It's your numero... Is it still your numero uno, Sally?
Well... Oh, that and Manuka Smoke. Manuka Smoke's quite challenging for a cocktail.
I was about to say, what's the most mixable? Just the old two-tone, eh?
Yeah.
Keeping it low-key.
Yeah. And at the moment for this month, we've got this cocktail on at Hallertau, which is a beer cocktail. It's really nice. And so I thought I'd do it up here. We came up with this cocktail actually ages ago for the Chili and Hop Fest that used to be at Hallertau, and then we resurrected it.
Okay.
Do you know what the most impressive thing about this whole scenario is the glasses that you've got with you, and you've actually somehow found them at BFM, and that's kind of blowing my mind the most.
Yeah, someone found them for me.
Do we know what type of glasses those are, everybody? What is it? Like a massive?
It's like a big cognac. Cognac glass. Yeah, that's what I feel like. A cigar.
Yeah, I do.
And just sit there.
Allow me.
Kind of warm the glass in my hand.
Maybe just like a little smoke and goldfish in here most of the time and just cruise around. Yeah. And it's just. Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't brought them up in years gone by, have you?
I think it's a prize that didn't get picked up or something like that. That's what I feel like came from the prize cupboard.
They're pretty good. Okay.
Talk us through this cocktail.
It's whiskey. We're using mandarin syrup because mandarins are in season at the moment.
I have never ever in my life seen mandarin syrup before.
Wanted you to say that you'd never had a mandarin. That was very
good. Give me a look.
So, although I say mandarins are in season, this is an Italian mandarin syrup.
Okie dokie.
I'm sure
it wasn't made right now.
John's giving it a good old smell. But getting much out of it?
Smells out of it.
Shit's out of it, man. It's very, very, it looks very cloudy.
Yeah. Looks pretty good. But, and then,
it's so. Not just mandarins in here. Just be careful, mate. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. If you don't know what mandarin concentrate sounds like.
If you don't have mandarin syrup at home, you can use Craig's. It's got to be Craig's. Apricot jam.
It has to be Craig's?
Yeah, or plum jam. That's what I experimented with. Okay. That's the best.
Is this...
Wait, you mean like a marmalade or...
Alcohol?
No, not I didn't try marmalade, but the plum jam or the apricot jam is good.
I love the idea of using a jam in a drink.
If it's black currant or something, you've got the seeds in there. You're better off with the plum or the apricot.
Okay.
So this drink is called
marmalade. Weird.
This is it's called Copper Tones. We're using Hallertau number 3 Copper Tart, which is a red ale, which is an Irish style of ale. It's really nice, low hop. People like me with a hop allergy.
Is it actually red? In colour?
Yeah, it is kind of.
Okay.
It's got a red label, it's got a red number 3 on it. So how we make this drink? We get the shaker.
So you've got a Boston shaker with some ice.
Ice in it.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
Okay, now we go.
You got to take. Wait.
Yeah, well, we'll
take the lid off by the mic.
When you were talking about the Boston shaker, I saw was the yogurt container, and I was like, wait, that's not a Boston shaker, that's a yogurt container. I didn't get this gag. Let the record show that the ice came out of the yogurt container, went into the Boston shaker. Now I know what's going
on. We'll destroy the imagery that I brought some ice in a yogurt container.
It's okay. It's fine. I just thought I was going to have some sweet, sweet yogurt. That's all. But it's okay.
Into the shaker. How many mils of Thompson
two-tone?
We're putting in
60 mils, but it's 30 mils per person.
Okay.
So we're making two drinks.
The shaker's copper coloured as well. So that's nice, Lestia.
It is, yeah.
It's good. It's kind of returning home, returning the whiskey back.
Okay, now the syrup.
Mandarin syrup.
Now, these jiggers are 15 and 30 mils, but we're putting in 20 mils, so we're going to.
Going to eyeball it a little bit.
Yeah.
What I like about you, Matt Thompson.
That looked pretty good. That looked about right, I think.
Here we go.
Yummy.
And then we are going to put in the same 20 mils per person of lime, fresh lime juice.
Whereabouts did you get the lime juice from?
Well, it's actually a lemon.
Are you serious? Is that good? Yeah, this is where I'm headed. This is where I'm headed. How much are limes at the moment?
Well, like, no, I just thought, for radio, I might.
One of my favourite things to talk about is the price of limes and or avocados. So.
I thought you were digging me about like that wasn't actually a lime.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I couldn't. Now I see the carcasses of the lemons.
But I thought for radio, I'd get away from it.
Stop trying to swindle me all the time. Ice from a yogurt container. Damn.
Okay. It's good quality yogurt.
So we don't know the price of limes.
Okay.
Obviously too expensive.
Oh, too expensive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it's not that. It's just that we had these lemons in the house.
No, limes are too expensive as well. Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. So we're going to shake it. Right. Now we're going to add extra ice to the glasses.
You're
was that enough shaking,
glasses?
Do you think? I feel like normally people shake for a bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Did you just kind of gas
whiskey.
Out? Did you gas out of it?
Make whiskey out of wicker bar.
Yeah. Don't tell Matt. Right,
here we go.
It's business, please.
There should be a T-shape. We go up and then we go
I think your action's too big. You need to shorten your action up a bit. Like, get a little bit like me.
If you don't shake on the rig and you try and shake, it's actually tough.
Oh, man. You use all sorts of weird muscles, don't you?
Okay,
it's come out a strange colour that I didn't expect. A sort of a creamy cloud.
So pouring that into the glass, then we're going to top it up with the Hallertau copper tart.
It does smell super citrusy out of the shaker.
And it's 100 mils of beer.
Okay. Far out. This is a brave move, eh? Just chucking the beer in.
Yeah, I reckon. Hey, listen,
now, Matt, this is something you claim to have invented?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you say created or invented? Because I think invented gets bandied around quite a bit.
Maybe came up with it?
Yeah. That feels better, eh?
On the fly?
Is a bit like...
Maybe.
Innovated. Hey, what is it called, Matt?
What's it called?
It's called the Copper Tones.
Yeah,
because it's copper
that.
Tart beer and Thompson Two Tone.
Nice. I'm going in.
Yum.
It's a big drink.
Mm, yeah. Delicious. I'm not getting any beer at all, actually, with this.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what the beer tastes like. Yeah. Well, now we do know a little bit.
Do you want to try the beer by itself?
It's cleaner than I thought it would be, if that makes sense, the whole situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I thought the beer was going to...
Be beery.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's not a good word at all. Don't use that word.
I thought the beer was going to be beery. The whiskey would be whiskey.
The jam, or not the jam, but you've gone with the mandarin.
And you garnish it with
tangerine,
a little wedge of lime.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's gone.
Now, Matt, garnishing after the fact. Now, Matt Thompson.
Weird-looking lime, by the way. But
Thompson Whiskey. So this is on tap?
Limes are $4 a bag at Waihee last weekend, apparently.
It's a tap cocktail, which is really...
How many in the bag? Sorry.
I guess a 50-litre keg. It was really nice, because made fresh. And...
Yeah. But you... Well. The thing is, you can't drink it because you've got a hop allergy.
Hey... By the way, how do you know if it tastes any good?
Yeah, because I tried it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to like
then,
take an evening
a full
off
one.
Or what?
No, I mean, we experimented quite a bit, but I'm just sipping it. Okay.
You didn't get like an EpiPen in the neck or anything like that?
Yeah, went on a rampage.
Just by the way, you haven't been... I couldn't find your distillery out at Hallertau when I got like a behind-the-scenes kind of a walk-around from Josh Hedrington.
That's because it's locked when I'm not there.
There's a massive stainless steel and like... concrete scenario, and I got a story about how one time one of the things just like totally overflowed and kind of flooded the place. That sounded quite exciting, but yeah, I couldn't find your
tsunami.
I wanted to like turn a corner and see like a kind of little like a I imagine like a golden manger kind of situation, yeah. With like straw and like cute little animals with rosy cheeks and stuff. Maybe a little pit that could talk or something.
Shiny copper and elves working away.
This was like.
It's just that it's locked, so you could hear the animals and things and the people working.
So are you also kind of like some sort of whiskey Santa Claus, where you're keeping a list of all the people that have been good throughout the year and they get a bottle of whiskey for Christmas?
Yeah, what I do is I try and convince people that know them to buy them a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
Wait, is this expensive? Program. This sounds expensive. Limes at Countdown at the moment are $29.99
yes.
a kg.
Yes.
At the Avondale Market, $7.99 a kg.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Hey, this is delish.
Someone's saying, good. Can I have some? They can have some if they go out to have a Helltale, right? They can order this drink.
Yeah.
And you just say, I'll have a copper
that thing that Man
situation.
Thompson made on BFM.
Yeah,
what
copper tone. Copper, copper tone. Copper tone. Yeah,
it's
copper tone.
So close. Chin chin, by the way.
Yeah. This is a real winner, man.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks.
It's refreshing.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to... I will podcast this, and I'll put the ingredients up. I think this is very achievable to make at home. And
I wonder what it's like with a Rhinet.
Yeah, because all you need is whiskey, some jam. You don't need the mandarin syrup.
Okay.
Lemon or lime.
It's
a beer.
All right. And if people want to have a snoop around and check out a bit more about Thompson Whiskey, they can do. You guys have got a website, thompsonwhiskey.com.
.com.
Yeah. Easy peasy. Cool.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
All right, well, enjoy your, you're off to the Northern Club, aren't you?
Yeah, to run a whiskey tasting there. New Zealand versus Scotland, so we'll see how we do.
Do you have any, do you have powers to vote in this situation?
No. I just have to do my best.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see how we do.
Okay, hopefully the representative from Scotland is not as cool as you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
he brought the bad whiskies over or something, yeah.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Thompson. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, see you then.
Right on.
Cheers.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.